We're joined in the media center by our pro stock winner here at the Toyota Nationals at the Strip in Las Vegas, Bo Buttner, picking up his second victory of the season. Came in the final round over Erica Enders. To get to the final, Bo beat Alex Laughlin, Jason Line, and Matt Hartford. And Bo Buttner is the defending Mellow Yellow Pro Stock World Champion. Also an unbelievable Halloween costume. Buttner to the future. Bo, talk a little bit about how you were able, and you made the joke many times over the course of the weekend, to go back to the past and find the tune-up that enabled you to go out and win the championship and be successful a year ago.
Yes, we started off like gangbusters. Went in Pomona, ran good at Gainesville. Thought we had another repeat deal maybe coming, but we struggled a little bit, as every team does. And I kept saying, you know, this is perfect. And it even states Buttner to the future. And we need to go back and find that old car. And they absolutely did. It showed improvement every run. And I'm looking forward to my last pro stock race in Pomona.
And yes, you have announced that you will be adjusting your schedule a little bit in 2019. It's your seventh career victory and first since Pomona. We're going to open it up to questions from members of the media for Bo Buttner, our pro stock winner here at the Toyota Nationals.
Is it a little bittersweet, Bo, winning this late in your, what may be your last pro stock season? Is it a little bit bittersweet for you?
Yeah, I'm very happy we get to win again, especially win a couple rounds, much less the race. This pro stock field is amazing. I mean, anybody, the top 12 qualifiers are going to win. So just tough, and the competition's great. That's what brought me to this class. And I would like to just say thank you to everybody. It's been a long time since I've been up here. No new faces, though. It's kind of cool. But yeah, it was a great victory, but I'm still going to Pomona to try to win that race.
What does it mean to you to get your pro stock win finally in Vegas, where you went to your first pro stock final in 2015?
Well, it was great because I even got to race the woman that beat me there, and we had a very good final, if what I can remember. But that kind of hooked me, and know that, I mean, I'm a sportsman person's dream. I mean, I've lived in the dream. We started at the bottom, worked our way up, and to be able to run up here against these people that I've watched on TV forever and be with them, and to be able to compete with them has been amazing. So yeah, that's a, I'm not into my career at all, and I might run a pro stock in the future, but I'm definitely focused on doing something different, and got my son here. We got family business, just like Steve-O, and we're going to grow that thing. I got my first grandkid coming in April. I'm very pumped for that, and they were here for the win, so it's great.
Talk a little bit about the final round. You mentioned Erica, obviously one of the best levers in the sport, and you're up there, and you got an opportunity. And you got to experience it this year. Like, just getting to a final round is not easy in pro stock. And when you're there, you got to make the most of the opportunity. And you did.
Absolutely. Just go up there, and I hit the tree pretty good in one round earlier, maybe in the first round. And kind of found my spot as a sportsman racer. You know, you hit your spot, it's good. Went up there with a different mindset of just slow down, do not rush, enjoy it. Hey, this might be your Las Vegas race. So enjoy this deal and give it the best you got.
And you have made that announcement that next year you're going to do some different stuff. You just said, though, you just cracked open the door. You said, I may run pro stock again. Obviously, you got a fan base. You've crafted a fan base. There are people that come and they watch racing because they like Bo Buttner. So it's got to be hard to walk away from that.
It's very hard for that, but I've let them all know I'm not going anywhere. You will still see me here. You'll see me wherever. I don't care. But it's the fans that keep coming up every week to say what you just said blows me away. I mean, I am a stalker, super stalker guy forever, since 1990. And I'm very blessed. The Lord's blessed us all and our family, and very, very thankful for what the fans have done for us.
Any other questions? Bo, congratulations on your win. Welcome back to the winner's circle. And Halloween, keep it going.
See you next week.